We need people to call out the press, which is essentially dishonest. The American press is essentially dishonest. Now, why is it dishonest? What has happened in the press is that my generation, the baby boomers, who were brought up in the Vietnam War era, have now reached positions of responsibility in the media. And most of them, three out of four of them, are hardcore left, hardcore true believer liberal, not open-minded, not looking at each event as it comes down the pike for fair and balanced analysis. They don't do that. Add to that that you have a very powerful far-left cabal, George Soros. He's funding most of these smear sites on the left. And these guys have made inroads, particularly at NBC News. ABC and CBS kind of stay away from the smear merchants, but a few people at NBC are really right in there. They've been bought by them. And that's troubling. That's troubling. I can tell you for a fact that no news person at Fox News toes any kind of ideological line at all. Commentators, that's a different story. But you have now a smear mechanism set up that is feeding Howard Dean, and then he feeds it right out to the Democratic National Committee, and is feeding the media this garbage. And believe me, they don't check it out when they get it from the smear merchants. They just throw it up there. That is so dangerous, because then you can't know what the truth is. There isn't any right-wing cabal at all in the United States because it's fragmented. Now, there's obviously right-wing talk radio, which is very successful. And there's obviously the Fox News Channel, which some believe is a right-wing enterprise. I work there, and I can tell you it is not. And if you do an analysis every day of the voices and the time given to stories and people, you'll see that liberal people get just as much time as conservative people on the Fox News Channel, and the commentators are pretty much split down the middle on their ideological bent. So that's a bunch of garbage. But because Fox News has been so successful, it's been demonized and branded by the far left, who can't duplicate the success, no matter what they do. But the big reason there isn't a organized right-wing cabal is because there's nowhere to take that cabal. So you could get Richard Mellon Scaife and a couple of other, the Coors family and a few other very conservative Americans, to pony up money to do something on the web or wherever. You could do that. But it's never going to get into the New York Times. It's never going to get on CNN. There's no funnel for it. Whereas in the left-wing smear press, you've got a funnel for it into a lot of different areas. And we're going to expose that continually in the next few months, which mainstream media people are in bed with the smear left-wing sites.